Thank you for calling the Clutter Pros. This is Adam, a certified clutter repair specialist. Another pleasure speaking with today.
Hi, this is Hannah, and I have the customer Melissa here on the line, and she's interested in a credit repair, and she's pre-qualified for the program.
She's pre-qualified for your program?
Yeah, for the credit repair program.
Okay. One second. Okay, and
okay.
What's the name? Sorry, Melissa?
Yes.
Okay, transfer number. I'll take it from here.
He doesn't sound too confident.
Okay, well, Melissa, you're in good hands. Thank you so much for taking my call, and have a great rest of the day.
Have a nice
one.
Take
care.
Thank you, dear. Hello, Melissa?
Yes.
Hello, Melissa. Hi, how are you doing today?
Good.
That's good to hear, Melissa. That's good to hear. Melissa, my name is Adam. That's A-D-A-M. I'm a certified credit repair specialist from the Credit Pros, and I understand that you're looking to improve your financial standing and that you've already spoken with the debt specialist. Am I correct on that?
Yeah.
All right. Perfect. So, Melissa, what were you looking for to go ahead and do with the other agent? Were you looking for a debt relief option, a loan consolidation?
I've been looking to get alone for a minute, but I keep on getting denied because my credit's like at 546.
Okay. Yeah, it's because the credit score that you need for a loan is a 600 and 40 as minimum, right? So if you have a 546, you need 694 more points to reach out the 640 that they require. But I was checking over here in the information that we had, Melissa, and I'm seeing here that you already had a talk with us a couple of time ago. So you are Melissa Broadberg, correct?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to see Melissa Broadberg. Yes, you did have a talk with us, but no worry. Let me go ahead and see if I can help you out. Okay, first of all, why are you trying to go ahead and get the loan that you mentioned?
Because I have been trying to not relocate, but trying to get into a home.
Rent one home, a rent place, a mortgage?
Preferably, I'd love to be able to buy a home.
Buy a
but
home.
I was, yeah. Well, as like I said, my credit's not that great, so I wasn't able to. But there was
okay.
Three different mortgage companies that did approve me.
Oh.
Just no loan.
Okay. Well, normally the score that they ask for a mortgage is a 640. Without a 640, the possibilities of getting approved is going to be well low. Maybe you had a better credit score, or when was the last time you checked out your credit report?
Yesterday.
Yesterday. Do you know by any chance if it was Equifax?
Yes.
Equifax. And why do you have a 546? Is there something affecting your credit report?
Actually, that credit score was 4 something. The one that, I can't remember. I want to say it was Equifax. It used to be 529, and it went up to 546.
Equifax was in the 400, and it used to be 529, and now it's in the 546?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you still need 94 more points to reach out to the 640s. But may I go ahead and ask you, what do you have on the credit report that's affecting you?
To me, it looks like a capital. Oh yeah, Capital One. And it looks like some kind of a credit card was. I'm thinking it's identity theft because I sure as shit don't have no credit card. There's a start date and an end date on it.
Right. All right, so you were...
And there's a 1-800 number, so I was going to call. I'm going to call them all.
All right, that's good. Actually, if you were a victim of identity theft here at the Credit Pros, what we can go ahead and do for you is use the ID, sorry, the FCRA law, the Fair Credit Reporting Act. With this federal law, we can go ahead and start disputing the negative items that you identify as misleading, inaccurate, outdated, unverifiable, or harmful accounts that you have on the credit report. Some negative items or any negative item that you identify as not yours, that you don't recognize, we can go ahead and use that federal law to go ahead and remove them off of the credit report. So if you never had a credit card and you have a credit card reported in your credit report, well, with this federal law, it's going to be a little bit more easier to help you out. If you have anything else, may I go ahead and ask you any medical bills, evictions, child support, foreclosures? None of that?
I have a consumer's energy and $800 utility bill, and then a Spectrum charter of 258 or 248. And that's about it. All the rest of them are like some kind of Synchrony PayPal account, and then there's a few of them on there. I was pretty pissed when I seen it.
Okay.
I've never owned a credit card. Never.
Okay, no worries. Let's see if we can help you out. Look, there's two things that we can go ahead and do over here at the Credit Pros, Melissa. There is credit repair and there's credit building. Credit repair is going to help us out on disputing those negative items to take them off of the credit report so your credit score can go ahead and heal. It's going to put you back where you're supposed to be, put you back on track. And credit building is going to provide you with positive credit, with credit cards, with loans, with trade lines, if you want to, of course. So in the situation like you, that you're looking for a loan, you can go ahead and use Loan Wizard. The tool that we have for loans, it works like this. Let me just quickly explain it to you. The tool that we have for loans, the name is Loan Wizard, and it's going to ask you, what is the credit score that you have? 546. Then it's going to go ahead and ask you, how much are you looking for? So may I ask you, are you looking for 1,000? Are you looking for a little bit more? Or that's the minimum?
5,000.
Okay. So the loan can go ahead and be from 1,000 all the way up to 100,000. If you're looking for 5,000, this is my recommendation. Put that you're looking for 6 or 7. Why? So they can go ahead and drop it to the fives. This is what happens. Once you go ahead and put the credit score in the amount that you're looking for, it's no longer going to be you looking for the loan. It's the loan companies looking for you. So they're going to start sending you all the different type of loan offers that you can go ahead and apply for, the offer that you have available. Mm-hmm. So let's say you put that you're looking for 7 and you have an option for 45. And it has a lower interest rate than the one that has a 6,000 option or the 5,000 option. So you like that option. You click on it and it's going to tell you all the information of that loan. So if you like it, you say you like the interest rate, the monthly payment, biweekly payments, the amounts, everything, you're going to go ahead and click on it one more time, and it's going to go ahead and connect you to that loan company who is willing to work with you based on your credit worthiness. The only reason that you're having this tool activated, it's because you're working on your credit. If you don't work on your credit, well, you're not going to have access to it. So you need to start fixing your credit for that, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you realize right there, we're trying to do both things for you. What was that?
It sounds like a plan.
It is. So we're trying to do both things for you. We're trying to go ahead and help you out on fixing the credit score and helping you out on achieving your goals. What we can go ahead and do next, or what we normally do next, is check out what's happening in your credit report to determine what's the help that we can go ahead and give to you. If it's credit repair, if it's credit building, if it's credit repair with credit building. So the thing is, Melissa, when you had a talk with one of our agents, you already tried to pull the Equifax report. You guys didn't proceed. I'm not sure what happened, but you tried to pull your Equifax report. And just to go ahead and confirm, I have here a little bit of your information. Let me verify if it's correct, okay?
Okay.
So I have here Melissa Broadberg as first and last name, correct?
Yes.
Okay. The street address, it's 107 7th Street. The city is Cadillac. The state is Michigan. And the zip code is 49601. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. The phone number that you had or that you have, it's still the same one. It's 231-396-9185, correct?
Yes.
All right. Your email is melissajunesmith1975@gmail.com, correct as well?
Yes.
Date of birth is 03-18th of 1975?
Yeah.
Okay. And just to go ahead and confirm the social, it's 354 what?
Hmm?
The last of your four socials. Just to go ahead and confirm that I'm talking to the correct person, it's going to go ahead and end on 354. What's the last number?
3.
That is correct. So I am talking to the correct person. But look, normally what we do is check out the Equifax report, but as you already checked it out with the other agent, I'm not going to be able to go ahead and redo it again. It's just going to affect your credit score, and the system doesn't allow me to go ahead and do that. But I'm going to go ahead and tell you what we can go ahead and do for you and how we can help you out. So just to go ahead and begin, may I go ahead and ask you, right now, are you currently employed? Are you unemployed? Are you receiving any type of Social Security income or disability?
Employed.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and put you in. Okay. You have two options for a program. May I go ahead and ask you, do you want to just to fix your credit and have the tools that I mentioned to you, or do you want to add more positives?
Both more
More
positives.
positives. Okay. I'm gonna put you in the Success Plus program. The Success Plus program is one of the best programs that we have. It's an unlimited program, meaning it doesn't matter how much negative items you have on all three credit reports. It's gonna gather all those negative items and send everything in one single package. Sorry, all the dispute letters in one single package to go ahead and receive everything in one single package. In other words, if you have, let's say, the utility bill in your credit report, Spectra, you have the collection, if you have, I don't know, the credit card that you mentioned, and you see more negative items, and you want us to go ahead and dispute all those negative items, we are going to go ahead and gather them from all three credit reports, not just one. Send all the dispute letters in one package and receive any, sorry, and receive all the response in the next 30 to 45 days. So in the next 30 to 45 days, you're gonna go ahead and see it through the mailing address that we have over here, the 107 7th Street, the refund of the credit bureaus. So it's very important to go ahead and receive it. That's where we're gonna go ahead and know how much is the progress that we're having. Does it make sense so far?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. That is to go ahead and remove the negative items. What happens once they are removed? Once they are removed, your credit score is gonna go ahead and heal. It's gonna go ahead and put you back where you're supposed to be. So that's option. So that's the first thing. The other thing that we need to go ahead and do. Probably right now, because of the negative items that you have a low on-time payment percentage. May I go ahead and ask you, is there something that you're paying on time, like a cell phone, a credit card, a Netflix?
Yeah,
Which one?
I pay on my cell phone every
Okay.
month.
Works. It works. So with the payment history of your cell phone, we can go ahead and use it to report an on-time payment percentage. To go ahead and fix the on-time payment percentage that you probably have low. To be 100%, 99%, 95%, depending on your on-time payment percentage. We do that because the first thing that lenders see, it's the on-time payment percentage that you have. So we need to go ahead and fix that right away. Putting it all together on the credit repair side, we're going to fix the on-time payment. We're going to help you out on removing the negative items off of the credit report by making the dispute letters. And we're going to go ahead and let you heal the credit score. That's for the credit repair. Now, let's jump to the credit building side. Before we jump into the credit building side, do you have any questions?
Not yet.
Not yet. Perfect. No worries. Okay. On the credit building side, as I mentioned to you, you're going to have access to Loan Wizard. Any questions regarding Loan Wizard?
Loan Wizard. No, not yet.
Okay. Loan Wizard is the tool that I mentioned to you about for loans earlier. Do you remember it?
Okay. Yep.
Okay, perfect. That is Loan Wizard. That is for loans. Okay, we also have a tool for credit cards. May I go ahead and ask you, do you want to hear about this or do you don't like credit cards? You want to skip it?
I love credit cards. I just never have owned one or had one.
Okay, so look, the tool that we have over here at the Credit Pros for credit cards is called Credit Wizard, and it has the same process as Loan Wizard. But instead of money, it's going to go ahead and be for a credit card, right? Now, here, this is how it works. It's going to go ahead and ask you all the financial tools that I'm talking about. It's in our app, so you're going to find it in their app. So in the app, you're going to find the area resources. In the area resources, you're going to find 17 tools. Those 17 tools is going to be Loan Wizard, Credit Wizard, and the other ones that I'm going to mention to you. But the one that I'm talking about is called Credit Wizard. Credit Wizard is going to ask you, what is the credit score that you have? 546. What type of credit card are you looking for? Secured or unsecured? Do you know what's the difference from one and the other?
Yes, I've read them a lot.
There you go. All right. So you already know that secured, you put money up front. Unsecured, you don't put nothing. So you make the decision of which one you want to go ahead and have, secured or unsecured. Once you go ahead and put that, it's no longer going to be you looking for the loan. It's the loan companies looking for you. So they're going to start sending you all the different type of loan offers that you have available. So let's say you like an option for, I don't know, an offer for a unsecured card of $1,000. You're going to go ahead and click on it, and it's going to tell you the information of that credit card. If you like it, you click on it one more time, and it's going to connect you to that company who is willing to work with you based on your credit worthiness. Now, these tools are activated since today. You can use them since day one, but we always recommend you to let us work a little bit on your credit so you can have better options. But if you want to go ahead and have a loan as soon as possible, you can use it since day one. Okay.
Okay.
Awesome then. So that is for the credit wizard. The next thing that we're going to go ahead and mention to you is that we're going to provide you with a $5,000 trade line. Do you know what's a trade line?
A $5,000 what?
Trade line.
Trade line?
Yes.
Is it like a you can get that amount of items from like a retailer?
Almost there, almost there. Let me go and explain it to you. A $5,000, well, a trade line is a credit line that you're going to have for one specific website. That specific website is called National Credit Direct. On nationalcreditdirect.com, you can purchase a lot of things. Nationalcreditdirect.com is like an Amazon store. Have you ever bought something on Amazon?
Yeah.
It works pretty much the same. But instead of using your money, you're going to use the $5,000 credit line. We give you this $5,000 credit line so you can go ahead and start building your credit. You can purchase a lot of things from there: furniture, jewelry, pair of shoes, socks, television, laptop, drones. There's a lot of things that you can go ahead and purchase from
Right.
there. We give it to you so you can go ahead and start reporting positives, right? There's no need of you using the 5,000. You can use $50 and it's going to help you out to report positive, which is what we're looking for. And it's up to you if you want to go ahead and use more than that, right? And of course, just make the payments on time for whatever you purchase, and it's going to help you out to build your positive in your credit summary. Now, that is for the $5,000 trade line. The last thing that I'm going to go ahead and mention to you so we can jump into pricings is that the pricing that, sorry, that the payment that you are going to be doing to go ahead and fix or build your credit, we are going to go ahead and report it as an installment account. An installment account is something that you pay on credit month to month, like a credit card, a loan, a trade line. So we're going to go ahead and report like if you had a loan through us. This installment account, it's not a loan, it's not a monetary help. There is no money given you through the credit pros for this installment account. This is just a payment that you're doing to fix your credit, being reported as a positive, being reported as another positive. Now, we always recommend to report positive for 6 months. It's the recommendation for everybody. But if you in the first, second, third, fourth, fifth month see an improvement on your credit report, you like that credit score, or you already had the loan that you were looking for, you already feel satisfied with the service, you can always opt out. You can leave at any time you want. There is no cancellation fees. But you have to understand that if you leave the program, we stop the positive reporting, which is quite obvious, but I need to go ahead and let you know. You stop the program, we stop the positive reporting.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah, who would ever want
Exactly.
to do that?
There you go. All right. So putting it all together in a quick recap on everything so you can go ahead and know what we're going to be doing, in shorter words, we're going to help you out on fixing your on-time payment percentage. We're going to help you out on removing the negative items that are affecting your credit report. We're going to go ahead and heal the credit score that you have. We're going to go ahead and give you access to Loan Wizard for loans, Credit Wizard for credit cards, the $5,000 credit line, and the installment account all being reported as positives. In other words, we're going to delete negatives and add positives, giving you two guarantees. The guarantee number one is once we remove any negative item, it's never coming back. Why do we give you this guarantee? There's other credit repair companies that hide the negative items. They make you think they're deleting stuff. We don't. If it's off, it's off forever and it's never coming back. This is for a lifetime. So if it's off, it's off forever. That's why do we give you this guarantee? Because of that, those other companies, right? They hide the negative items, and once you apply for something, they pop back again. It's a waste of time and it's a waste of money. So that's guarantee number one. Guarantee number two is if there's nothing deleted in the next 90 days, day 91, you can request all your money back. As easy and as simple as that. Why do we give this guarantee? The same situation. The other credit repair companies, they tell you, no. In the fourth month, it's a good one. The fifth one, the eighth one, the tenth, the first year. You know what? In the year and then the next 3 months. So it takes a long, long time to go ahead and finish off with them, and they're not really doing nothing. And it's just a waste of time and it's a waste of money. So in our situation, if there's nothing deleted in the next 90 days, day 91, you can request all your money back. Does it sound fair enough?
Yeah. I paid
Greetings.
Lexington Law $100 a month for them to
Lex,
absolutely do nothing.
yeah, Lex, actually, I was talking about that company, but we can't say names or other things, right? That's why we see another credit repair company. But yeah, it's that kind of credit repair company that we have to give these guarantees because of them, right? But anyways, pricings then. How much does the program cost? Before we jump into pricings, do you have any questions?
Yeah, just work with me on the
It is the price. Okay. No worries. Well, look, right now you're fitting in the Success Plus program. The Success Plus program has two offers activated for you the day of today. The first thing, the original price of this program is 149, right? 149 for the first month. It's the original price. It's the price that everybody takes. And you have two offers activated. The first one is from us, the Credit Pros, and the other one is from the company that you were speaking with, Debt Settlement. So, option A is, if you want to go ahead and get started the date up to date for your first month, you can go ahead and get started for simply 119. And the payment is going to stay in 119. So instead of doing 149 month to month, you can go ahead and leave it in 119 month to month, and it's going to stay in 119. That's option A. Option B is, if you want to go ahead and get started, but you don't have enough funds for your first month, we can help you out getting you started with simply $12.95. With $12.95, you initiate the day of today, and we give you until the day 3rd, so you can do the first month, the 149. So you have those two options. You can either get started to directly for the first month, 119, leaving that price, or $12.95, scheduling the 149. May I go ahead and ask you, which one would you like, or would you like one of those two?
Yeah, I don't get paid till the 30th, but I'd have to go put money on my card.
So that okay.
I can at least put 40 on there for you.
40. Okay. Let me go ahead and see. Okay, so I can't charge 40 because the system doesn't allow me. The price are already right here, right? So we can't move numbers. But we can go ahead and get you started for the $12.95 and schedule the first month for the day 3rd of April, if that sounds fair enough for you.
Yes.
Perfect then. So we can go ahead and get you started for the $12 with 90. What was that, sorry?
I'll pay 119 a month.
Okay, 119 is the offer that you have for the day of today, okay? So it's either doing it for the 119 the day of today or doing it for the $12 with 95 cents. So if the $12.95 gets processed, the first month is for the 149.
Okay.
Okay. So the $12.95 is the one that you want to do?
That's all I have to do.
Okay, no worries. So it's a good thing because you're going to go ahead and get everything started. You're going to go ahead and get the ball rolling. Actually, with the $12.95, you're already going to have access to the app. Once we go ahead and process it, we're going to go ahead and follow five last steps, which is creating the password and giving you access to the app, right? So may I go ahead and ask you, how would you like to go ahead and cover the $12.95, with a Visa or with a MasterCard?
MasterCard.
You mentioned that you didn't have the $12.95 on that MasterCard, or that you're going to put it, or you want to try it out to see if it passes through.
Actually, see if I would try to run it.
All right, let's go ahead and try to do it. If it does pass through, we're going to stay on the phone, so just to follow five last steps. And if it doesn't pass through, no worries. It's going to tell us, well, either it doesn't have enough funds or the card is blocked or whatever reason, right? But, well, I'm ready when you're ready.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
Melissa?
Yeah.
Yes, I was telling you that I'm ready when you're ready, okay?
Yeah. You need the number.
Okay.
Did you say you needed the number?
The 16 digits, the expiration, and the CVV.
Okay. That is 5396-8900-0891-9248.
Can you repeat me the last four?
9248.
Okay, I think I have a one wrong number because the system is telling me that it's not a working card. And I think it's either the first four or the last four. Let me go ahead and repeat everything. So I have 5515. Is that correct?
5396. No. 5396.
5396. Okay, so I have 5396. 6890.
Nope.
Let me go to erase everything.
890.
Okay, I already said everything. Can you go repeat one more time?
Yeah. 5396-8900-0891-9248.
Perfect. Let me go ahead and see if it's a working one. Okay, this one it is. The expiration and CVV, and that is pretty much it.
0228-466.
Okay. I'm going to read you the credit card disclosure so I can have your authorization, okay? And it says, once the payment is accepted, the first $12.95, the second set of fee of the $149 will be charged on what date did we mention? The day 3rd. So remember, the day 3rd is your first month, but the day 2nd, the day 1st, and the day 31st, I'm going to send you a text message to see how you're doing, just in case if you need more time or to rearrange or for whatever reason happens, you let us know so we can help you out. And your month-to-month fee of the $149 will be starting on each day 3rd. Right now, we need your authorization in order to process an until payment of $12.95 to be charged today. Standard procedure dictated that the call resulting in the decline will be subject to reattempt for enrollment. And this is the most important part. We will not overdraft your accounts if the funds are not available. Before I process your payment, do you have any questions? I have one for you, actually.
Okay.
Oh, okay. The question that I have for you is, if you want to invite somebody in the future, it's going to go ahead and give you a $50 discount. And if you have somebody else there with you who has a low credit score, you can go ahead and get the other person enrolled with the same $12.95 that you're about to do. Right now, it's only you?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go ahead and see if it passes through. If it does, I'm going to let you know. And if it doesn't, I'm also let you know. And okay. If it doesn't, do you want me to go ahead and give you a callback in a couple of minutes or hours? Or if it doesn't pass through for some reason?
Hours.
Okay. So it's loading everything. And oh, guess what? The payment did pass through. So first of all, congratulations on joining on the Credit Pros. We are really, really excited to get you on this journey for this healthier credit score. Now, perfect. Melissa, so you're part of the program already. What's going to happen? I'm going to send you a welcome text and a welcome email so you can go ahead and verify that you just got into the program, and we can go ahead and create a password to go ahead and get you started. May I go ahead and ask you, did you receive the welcome text and the welcome email?
Say that again.
That I'm going to send you a welcome text and a welcome email. So you can go ahead and verify the payment that you just did, that you initiated the program, and we can go ahead and create a password. Can you go ahead and verify for me that you just received that welcome text and the welcome email?
Yes, hang on. I'm keeping on speaker for a minute.
No worries. So it says, welcome to the Credit Pros.
Was that email and a text?
What was that, sorry?
Was it email and a text?
Yes, it's an email and a text. Just to go ahead and verify the phone number, it's 231.
Okay.
You received it?
Yeah, I'm trying to get on it right now.
Oh, perfect. It says, welcome to the Credit Pros, login ASAP, correct?
Yes.
Perfect.
That's getting me there.
Awesome. So what you are going to be seeing right there, it's a blue link. Can you go ahead and verify me that you're seeing that?
What is it?
It's a blue link, a blue URL. Blue letters.
Not yet. Oh, there it goes. Yeah. says member login.
Oh, so, well, first of all, does it say welcome to the Credit Pros?
Yeah. It just says okay. Member login.
Not quite sure, but it does it say please access portal link?
No.
Hey, it doesn't. Hey, what else are you seeing?
Okay. Invalid username or password. Huh. I must not.
It's telling you to create the password already?
No, it just says, it says at the bottom, we're online. How may I help you today?
Okay, no. I think you're in the wrong text or something else. Let me go ahead and resend you another one. So it has to say, welcome to the Credit Pros.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely didn't get that one.
No, no worry. Let's go ahead and wait for it. You didn't receive it, Melissa?
Huh?
You didn't receive it?
What did you send it to?
A text and an email. The email that we sent it to, let's go ahead and verify that it's the same one that you use. It's melissajunesmith1975@gmail.com, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
All right. Let me see. Definitely. Okay. Here's one. It says new member benefit, ID cover, identity protection.
We do give you protection, but it's not the message that we're looking for.
Okay. Let me go to another one.
You haven't received it?
Let me go up to the top here. They usually pop up.
No worries. If you don't receive it, I have another option for you, okay?
Okay. Yeah, I should have got it in my phone number. Okay, what was your other option? Because I'm just not seeing it.
No worries, it's okay. The other option is, what we're trying to go ahead and do here is to go ahead and first verify that everything is correct. We need to verify that your first name is correct, that the phone, the information that you provided is correct. So I have it on my side, but I need to let you see it on your side. What we're going to have to do is put ACE. ACE is a computer. It's a boring computer, it is, but it's extremely important to listen to the entire message of that computer so you can go ahead and get the client portal opened so you can go ahead and get fully set up, right? Now, it's just a short message. It's like less than 2 minutes. Please do not disconnect and just hear the entire message, okay?
Okay, I sure will.
Give me 1 second. There it is.